I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey guys, I got a message from our friends over at canadoc.ca. Canadoc believes that if you're going to consume cannabis, you should do it responsibly. And I'm all for it too. If you head over to canadoc.ca, they will put you in contact with medical cannabis experts that can help you get your medical cannabis cart. A license, like I like to call it, Poseidon. Get that card. It's completely confidential. No one will know. Your job isn't going to know. It doesn't affect your Medicare. It doesn't affect anything. No loans. No one knows except for you. So get that. And then that gives you access to all kinds of companies, the best companies that will grant you edibles, drops, live resin, vape pens, these fucking delicious cookies, all kinds of cool stuff that they have on this. I'm more of a CBD guy. I use the CBD drops. And if you're a veteran, your stuff's free. All the companies that they put you in contact with, they collect on the back end and they just ship you your stuff. If you're a veteran, I think Blue Cross pays for it. So there's no reason, really, if you're consuming cannabis, to not do it responsibly. Go to the experts, get someone to talk to you, get your card. They'll give you a prescription on what they believe you should be taking. And then get the best quality stuff, stuff that you can't normally get in Quebec, products that are over 30% THC. So far, the people that have used it, us and the fans, are really happy with it. I just made a new order this morning. It was mostly for CBD drops for my dog, but I like it. So canadoc.ca. Consume responsibly. Go to the experts. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Two Drink Minimum, the show that can't stop making enemies, really. The man in front of me, enemy of the state, comedy legend, Mike Ward.
I am Mike Ward, your Pantelis, yeah. And our friend is everyone's enemy.
Enemy of the children.
He's enemy. Are you? Yeah.
I don't blame people.
Pedophiles are friends of children.
Yeah.
Pedo, kid, file, friend.
Okay. Oh, yeah, it's true.
He's enemy of the children.
Okay. Yes.
Because he doesn't befriend them. He just rapes them.
Okay.
Fucking
doesn't give him candy. Doesn't have own a van.
I don't like foreplay. I just get straight to the point. Straight to the point with these fucking kids. No.
Admitted on the podcast. Somebody call the cops on him. I'll tell you where he lives. Just send me a DM. I'll tell you where this fucking idiot lives. What have you been up to? By the way, I'm not the first person to say it. Everyone's been commenting on your face, your happiness, your weight loss.
Yeah. I didn't even lose weight lately. It just I puffed down because of the month without drinking. And I'm very happy. I've been single for a while, but now I'm openly single. And there's something very weird. You told me this, that women had hit on me like crazy. But you didn't tell me that it was crazy women
that had hit on me. Yeah, you can't avoid that.
They're
fucking
mental. they're like in the apartment I am, every fucking lady that's over 40 has been saying weird comments and looking at my dick.
Hey,
like I'll get in the elevator and they're like, oh, you're single. And then I'm like, you okay, lady?
It's weird because you're living something not a lot of people live. All your shit is super public and everyone knows you in Quebec. So they know that you're single. Other people, they have to find out. You, they know.
And you know what's fucked up too? It's I'm getting hit on by women that, like, last time I was single was in my 20s. So chicks that had hit on me, I was starting to be famous in French, were like groupies who want to suck my dick. But now it's all girls that they know that I was married for like 24 years. So they know that I can be, you know, faithful and I can be dependable. So it's not like I want to suck your dick. It's I want to buy a cottage.
I want to go to Home Depot with you.
Yeah, I'm getting a lot of, hey, let's go to Winners.
You're a Winners guy.
Yeah, I'm a Winners
guy. You can hit on, but how are they in the level of hot?
From like a 0 to a 3. No, some of them are hot. I've been getting some hot women.
Because that's
coming
a good confidence booster.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you, ma'am.
No, but I've been getting some hot women coming on to me, which
for sure
is good.
Yeah, you need that, or
else. Yeah, because if it's all fucking trolls and fucking Danny DeVito wearing drag.
You're like, oh, no, I should have never been single.
Why? I should be gay now.
Yeah. Well, that was Poseidon's strategy for the longest time.
Pretending to be gay?
No, if he hadn't found his girlfriend when he did, he gave it one more month and he was changing teams.
Oh, really?
What? No, that's not true. Yeah.
How close did you get to sucking a dick?
Very close, unfortunately. Oh, really? Yeah.
I've had though.
He licked one.
that's very close. That's I got so close I couldn't see it anymore because it was in my mouth.
Yeah, like I was licking it, but I didn't suck it. I ain't some gay.
Yeah, but the everyone I noticed who like all the women, well, not all the women, a lot of women are hitting on me, and every dude I meet is telling me how his wife fucked him over in the divorce.
No.
And it's all like, I went to see the doctor, and the doctor started talking about his divorce, and he's like, my wife is over 50. She didn't work. You know what that means? In the eyes of the law, she's unhireable. And I was like, what? Unhireable?
In the eyes of the law.
And he goes, it's the Quebec government. That's what they say. And I was like, they say that? Fuck, I'm gonna Google it and write something.
About women?
About fucking, we keep on telling everyone, look, men and women, we're both the same. We're the same. Someone over 50.
You're useless.
You are garbage.
God damn. That's brutal. Yeah.
Fucking imagine. Joe Biden is still hireable.
But a woman at 50.
A 52-year-old lady.
And this is the law.
This is the government in action.
This is amazing. You're like, can you please fucking hide in your room? This is
they're so backwards. It's insane.
Yeah. Or are they forwards?
Mm. No.
That's what it is.
I noticed, though, a lot of people, like, I talked to this one lady. She wasn't hitting on me. She was just being very sad. A lot of people, when they get divorced or separate, are just, like, all they do is talk about their ex-wife or ex-husband.
Angrily?
And it just angrily and kind of, like, pathetically. Like, this lady was talking about how her husband had cheated on her. And I was like, how long ago? And she goes, well, we haven't been, it's 7 years. We haven't been together for 7 years. So, and I was like, are you dating or are you seeing? No, I haven't been on a date yet. And I was like, yet? It's been seven God years.
Damn. A long time.
Like, you gotta, and like she, I was like, you gotta get out there now. Cause you're like fucking in another 7 years. It's not when you're 68 that, you know, it becomes easy to fucking pick up guys.
Yeah, you can't just keep bringing up the past. That's what I say to all my Jewish friends. Like, get over it.
Yeah, get over it.
Yeah, she'll be unhireable soon.
She is unhireable. She's in her 60s.
Yeah, she already is. Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah.
Unhireable by law.
Yeah,
God damn.
Unhireable.
Who's going to hire you fucking old goblin? That's crazy.
That's insane, yeah.
I'd be pissed. At the same time, does the government give you money if you're unhireable?
Nope.
No, it's the ex-husband. That gives you money.
What if you were also unfuckable before you were unhireable and you have a husband?
Yeah. I don't know if they check that.
That should be if you have unhireable, unfuckable should be on that list.
I'm a doctor. You think I'm going to bang a six?
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
I went to fucking medical school for 7 years.
I went to McGill. I'm fucking some chick from Hochelaga, Maisonneuve. It's not happening. Yeah. It could be something like that. Yeah. Unfuckable and unhireable.
You think I'm going to fuck UCAM chick?
Go back to McDonald's.
Does UCAM have a medical department?
I hope to God not.
Okay. Because on the French side, in Quebec City, they go to Laval, Montreal. I think it's Université de Montréal.
Well, they have UCAM here. Université du Québec à Montréal.
Yeah, but I don't think they have a medical department.
They have one in Quebec?
I think Université de Montréal and Université Laval.
Here only McGill has in Montreal.
Okay.
Medical.
Even French or English?
I could be wrong. UCAM might have. I hope not.
Because I know my old doctor, her diploma was Laval.
So she might have been. Yeah, so it wasn't here.
Yeah.
Would it be under science?
It'd be medicine.
Chimie, biology.
Fine arts. Hold on.
Doctor of science.
Doctor of fine arts.
Hold on.
But Google Médecine Université de Montréal. I think it'll be better. Why did you want to know if it was under science?
Because I couldn't find medical.
He was trying to go category by category.
Instead of Googling it? That's way easier.
That's way easier. Yeah. Smarter. Just make.
When I'm trying to figure out who, I see a movie and I'm like, who is that guy? I go through every actor. The working.
Or genre.
Yeah.
I don't put the movie title. Yeah. If it's a horror movie, I just put horror and I go down the
horror
list.
Horror actor,
yeah. Horror actor men.
Yeah.
Hopefully I find
one. So it's only McGill
man slash boy if he's kind of young.
Yeah, I'm not sure what they consider him as.
It's only UDM and McGill.
Okay. Université de Montréal and McGill. Okay. Yeah.
Université de Montréal is the one...
It's in Outremont.
Yeah. It's huge.
Yeah, it's the McGill of the French world.
It's huge, that place. It's connected to Édouard Montpetit.
I'm sure this is the same in every country, but in Montreal, every good university is in a super nice neighborhood. Oh, yeah. And every shitty university is kind of in a sketchy neighborhood.
Holy fuck.
Like, UQAM, it's fucking homeless people and... I went to there's a SAQ, a liquor store, right in front of Lucam, and I went in and I bought wine that wasn't like in the bargain bin or whatever, and the people were acting like they had never seen someone buy a $20 bottle of wine, and it was $20.
Yeah, it's all riff-raff over
there. Yeah, and it's like $20 isn't like insane. It's just a regular fucking bottle of wine, but they were like, oh, this guy's not
stealing this.
Yeah.
This guy's not a thief.
Goddamn.
Yeah, it's all hookers around there. Brutal. It's a fucked up area. Yeah. See, you just made me realize something. Concordia, same thing. Because Concordia is in a shitty part.
Yeah.
But McGill has its own neighborhood.
Yeah.
McGill created its own thing.
Yeah. Even the McGill ghetto is kind of fancy.
It's its own little thing. Kind of fancy, but right at the edge.
Yeah. It's all rich people that live like they were poor.
Bohemians.
Yeah.
That's a style.
That's
rich
a style?
People that pretend that they're poor. That's why black people were in the ghettos in the States early 90s. They were pissed off when a lot of like suburban kids would dress like them, like they would spend money to dress down.
Okay.
And the black kids were like, we're not, this is what we could afford.
Yeah, we don't have a choice.
Assholes. Yeah, they're trying to like, oh, we're dressing down. We're like, you cocksuckers.
When I was young, a lot of like hot sort of punk chicks from Quebec City, they'd come to Montreal for the weekend just to like beg for change, to act like they were homeless, which was crazy. What? Like they'd come and be like squeegee kids for the weekend. But they were like regular fucking kids in Quebec City. But they wanted to live the experience of being homeless.
They wanted to live the experience of being homeless.
Yeah.
That's insane.
But they probably stayed in a hostel and they, you know, they had plenty of money for food. They might have even stayed in a fucking hotel.
Who wants to do shit like that, bro?
I don't know. Crazy 17-year-old chicks with green hair.
You have to be rich maybe to think that.
Yeah. You have to be rich to look at poor people and go, that guy's lucky.
I've never thought that. I'll look at a homeless guy and I always, thanks. My head goes to, how did it get to this?
Yeah. Mm. And I always to ask myself, what would it take for me to get there? And it's always way shorter than what I'd want the answer to be.
You know what the real answer is? You're always one dick away from being homeless.
Yeah.
For real. One dick, either an actual penis or a dick, a person that fucks you over. You're always one dick away from being homeless.
Yeah.
Goddamn.
Yeah, words to live by.
That's very philosophical.
Yeah.
I had a homeless guy once tell me, he was after a show, he comes, and he was a sketchy homeless guy that I got to my car and he kind of popped up.
He wasn't one of those sophisticated guys. He had smoke.
Yeah, no, but you know, like those homeless people that you're like, God damn, don't fucking sneak up on me like that. But he was one of those guys.
Couldn't you smell me?
Yeah. So I give him a bit of money, and then he goes, you recognize me? And I go, no. And he goes, I was a journalist. I interviewed you 2 years ago.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, what? And he goes, yeah, I interviewed you 2 years ago. And then I was like, what happened? What? And then he was like,
traditional media is going down the toilet.
Yeah, it was just, that's it.
Yo, honestly,
no, but his answer was, it was just, he goes, I used to do cocaine and coke was good. I was able to handle my shit, but then I smoked crack. And then he went from being just like a weird coke guy, you know, probably a guy that all the fucking, at every Christmas party, they're like, this fucking guy and his projects.
Yeah, but then he's an animal.
Yeah. But then he went to crack and he fucking lost everything. It like quick.
Yeah, that's the one thing we could tell people.
Damn. Is don't smoke crack. Yeah. Any drug crack or crystal meth.
It'll, or heroin. That you lose your teeth.
Yeah, or heroin. Or
anything that you pass out.
Yeah.
It'll fuck you up. It's too crazy.
Yeah, it's insane. Dude, but I always heroin. See that shit. Like what he said, like that's like one of my greatest fears.
Like even in the old days when heroin, like before fentanyl, heroin was scary as shit. But now with fentanyl, like you might die every fucking time you shoot up. You don't know what the fuck you're putting into your
body. Yeah, because it only takes so, like, the amount it takes fentanyl to actually murder you
is very little.
Yeah. Is like dust, specks of dust.
And
dude,
apparently they do. They put it in coke. They put
it
all kinds
of shit.
They
put it in everything.
Yeah, they cut even cocaine with it.
I heard even like sometimes like black market weed, there's a bit of fentanyl,
which is crazy. Why would you? Yeah. It's legal. Why would you do black market weed?
Yeah,
cut cocaine the way it was intended to do with broken glass.
Wait, for real?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how they would do it?
Yeah, so you could. So then you teach people a lesson not to do coke because they start bleeding from their nose.
Oh, that's interesting.
These drug dealers, not all bad.
Yeah.
They're
scared straight. They like that show, Scared Straight.
A drug dealer with a conscience.
Remember Scared Straight?
No.
Is that Scared Straight? You didn't see it?
No.
I feel like that's what happened to you when you were young.
Yeah.
I was scared straight?
Yeah. Because you were down like a bad path of fucking other boys. And then they scare you to the
to being straight.
How did they scare me?
You never seen
Scared
Straight?
Every time you're banging a chick, you're like, I like this. I enjoy this for real.
Yeah, you're crying.
I don't imagine it's a man.
You don't know what that is? They used to take these kids and they used to either...
like kids that were kind of bad.
Oh, the prison shit. Yeah. Oh, dude, some of the...
kids that were like the tough guy, but in grade four. And then they have this like prison raper.
They were too young for
fucking
that.
Rapist.
There was one clip. I never
there was
really,
the one kid that didn't care.
Exactly. And they tried to put him through the door. And then he's like, I can't. And he's like, why? The door?
Fit.
Yeah, the door is not open. And they're like, oh, okay. Like some dumb shit. Like it's so...
the kid didn't care at all. He was nerd wearing glasses. And the guy's like, I'm going to rape you. And he's like, the door doesn't open. I'm not scared of you.
Yeah, exactly.
Like he was a real
badass.
That's
fucking smart, yeah.
But all the kids, I've never watched full episodes, but I've watched like clips, like a lot of clips
like
on YouTube
trailers
and shit. And dude, it was hilarious watching the clips.
It's just funny seeing parents put their kid, like I'm going to put my kid on national TV and have a strange man yell at them.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm going to show America that I don't know how to parent my child and I need help from someone that
from
murders.
From an ex-con, yeah.
By the way, when you
from
guys
from a dude that has a, you know, violent tendencies,
local heroin dealer and or rapist helps kids get back on the right path.
By the way, when you guys said the scared straight, sure, I literally thought in my head, I pictured something like homophobic, like these parents, like their kid is gay, and they're like,
that would be a funny
scaring. They're scaring them straight. I literally thought,
but
that.
it's all questionable stuff that like the kid isn't necessarily gay, like the dad's like, you guys gotta scare this guy straight. Yeah. I saw this little faggot watching a musical. Yeah. And they're like, but that doesn't mean he's gay. Oh, he's gay. Who watches musicals, bro? The homos watch musicals. And then they try to like rationalize with the dad. There's a funny
sketch in
there.
See that father? Yeah. A bit of a homophobe, but not. He's onto something.
My brother used to be obsessed with High School Musical too.
Oh, really?
The second one in particularly, because of what's her face?
Oh, high school.
No, none of my brothers are gay.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Oh, none of his brothers are gay, quote on. I forgot.
Does he consider himself your sister now? Is that?
No, because there was a... Fuck, what's the actress's name, bro? She was cute. He was obsessed. Bro.
Hilary Duff.
High School... No.
Are you Googling movie with singing?
No, High School Musical 2. Okay. Fuck, cast.
Ariana Grande.
No. She kind of looked like... Oh, Vanessa Hudgens.
Yeah,
bring
can
her
you
up
bring
us.
Her up? I know the name, but I have no idea.
I love how
is.
Me and Mike looked at each other. We're like, I got nothing.
Oh, she's a good looking chick.
Yeah, but
she kind of looks like that the chick from Montreal in Entourage, the Arab chick.
Yeah, is she Arab or Israeli? I think she's Lebanese. Yeah. Maybe she's the Entourage chick from Montreal.
Yeah. She's looking good.
Bring her up.
Entourage chick from Montreal. What do I type?
Huh?
Entourage chick.
Sloan. Entourage Sloan. She is very, very pretty.
Very cute.
Yeah. Wonder what she's doing now. Yeah, we should invite her to the podcast.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And she looks really sweet.
She's murdered 3 people.
No way. Yeah. She's innocent.
Find out what jail she's in.
Really?
Did you see Casey Anthony?
No.
Oh, I had to tweet about it. They had photos of her and her friend. TMZ's like, her and her friend check into... to Disney World, whatever. And everyone's like, leave her alone, this and that. And I comment and I go, Disney World's probably more fun without the kids.
Yeah.
People got mad.
Oh, really?
It's so stupid, but it's such a good joke. Yeah, she went to Disney World. That's a weird thing to murder your kids and then go to
and
Disney
then
World.
Go
she actually, wait, hold on. She actually murdered her kids?
Casey Anthony.
Yeah.
Oh, Casey Anthony. I don't know who that is.
Okay. Thank you for interrupting that.
There's something weird about that. Yeah. Like you murder children and then you go?
Yeah.
It's nuts.
It's like you murder your wife and then you go like to a lady's
like a cruise.
Yeah.
It's just fucking weird.
Yeah.
It shows like, but there's a level of psychopath there.
100%.
Oh yeah.
Like 100%. A Disney World?
That's a good level too of psychopath.
That's a fuck everyone.
Yeah. Because she could go to Universal.
Yeah.
Universal is good for people that murder their children. Yeah. Many children.
But this is insane.
Yeah.
This is like, I'm going to Disney World, no kids, just me and my friends. Like, I look at other people's kids who are still alive.
Yeah, that's insane, dude. Yeah. God damn.
It's like Chris Benoit babysitting. Mm. So you couldn't take care of your kids, bro. Why are you babysitting?
Yeah. 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 It's fucking completely insane.
Yeah. WWE?
Yeah.
Big news. They unveiled a new belt.
Oh, yeah. I heard about this.
New championship, as they call
really?
It. Yeah. And you know what? It actually looks kind of cool.
What what's a belt? Can you bring it up?
It's like their new world heavyweight belt.
Okay.
And it actually, I was ready to make fun of it. And then I was like, you know what? It actually does look cool. I just wish it didn't have the logo that big in the middle. Right. Yeah, it's that one.
Yeah.
Oh, it looks nice. So.
It looks cool, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, actually.
Yeah, it's almost like a mix of the old big gold one that I really like, the WCW one. With the WWE.
Yeah, it's better. Like, that one's ugly. Click on the... Yeah, that one.
Oh, that's this one.
Fucking horrible.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
Yeah, I didn't like that
either. That looks cheap.
It looks cheap, yeah.
This looks like a giant ring almost. Yeah.
And if you click on it, there's all details. Like, all that stuff is coming out of it and stuff. There's
that
like
one would look way better if the logo was, like, super small.
I prefer... On the big one, yeah. I prefer a smaller logo myself. But...
I like that they went just with the W and not, like, WWE.
That's the logo.
Yeah, because that's their logo.
Oh, okay. I didn't know it was. I thought their logo.
You thought it was just the letter?
I thought it was the letters, like WWE. I thought that was the logo.
You thought it was like W, and then in the back it was written E?
No, I just thought their official logo. I just thought they put a W, like.
No, that's two W's. It's a W on top of another one. WW. How do you not see it?
No, it's just a stylized W.
No. It's two W's. It's W. It's World Wrestling, and then it's Entertainment.
See, it's like the black is a space. Yeah, the black is not the W's.
Oh, no, because it connects up here.
No, the WW. No. Look.
But it connects up there.
Literally, there's a photo of it clear right under with the white background to make it clear for you.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Yes. Oh, this one.
Yeah.
Oh, I never paid attention.
Yeah, it's two W's, and then Entertainment is the line.
Oh, that's a cool logo. I never paid attention. This is the first time I paid attention in my life.
In your life?
Yeah.
You never knew that.
You never paid attention to anything in your life?
No, to their logo. Their logo.
It's always, even since WWF, they had it like a W on top of a W.
Mm. I never paid attention to the logo. I don't know. To me, it was just a giant W.
Wrestling.
I used to like the WWF logo.
Me too. I love
the
WWF.
Two W's, but then with that F.
I loved it too. Yeah.
Yeah, it was way better than this.
Yeah, this is too. I don't know. There's something. It's too simple, which is not always a bad thing. I don't know. There's something about it that feels cheap. But you're right. That old belt. You see that Roman Reigns is holding there on the left. It always felt cheap to me. Yeah. Like it's too. Belts should be more circular, less rectangle. I love that. That looks. That's gonna be.
That's
sick.
A clever logo. I like it. Yeah.
You just, bro, this is
I never paid attention to it. It's pretty cool.
I will murder you.
I see one belt I used to hate, but I really like now, is the green belt in boxing.
Yeah, the one, like, looks like two straps put together? Yeah.
I used to hate it because it was green. I was like, I prefer a black belt.
Oh, you're talking about the smaller one?
Yeah. But for some reason now, that's my favorite belt.
Let me see. What is that?
Is it WBO or
WBC?
WBC.
This one right here.
Yeah, it grew on you.
Yeah, I don't know why. And when I see it now, it looks disgusting.
No, but see it on someone.
I like the fact that there's like a picture of Muhammad Ali. Who are all the boxers? There's Ali. There's
Eric Lapointe.
There's Jake Tyson. Paul. Is Jake Paul there?
He better be.
Tyson Floyd, maybe.
Tyson
no,
Floyd?
No.
No, Tyson and Floyd. Man. No.
It's like, who the fuck is Tyson Floyd? There's a Japanese flag.
It's a nice
flag.
Belt. It's a really... Oh, shit. This is it on someone. Floyd Mayweather won
a bunch.
Click
on the one
left. Why is Floyd Mayweather wearing
white?
A Mexican short?
Underneath that.
Oh,
so we can see.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit. Okay.
Click and zoom in on the people. So we'll see.
Let me open it.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Oh, fuck.
I didn't know that they did all that.
Okay.
Okay, so there's
Muhammad Ali, Jose Suleiman, Sergio Martinez, Joe Louis, Sugar Ray Robinson, and Miguel Cotto.
Yeah.
Oh, Miguel Cotto's on
that. I like that you call Joe Louis Joe Louis. Because he's the delicious cake.
He's delicious.
It's true.
Very creamy.
Hey, now why is that guy from Cincinnati named Joe Louis?
My head's in the gutter.
That doesn't sound American.
My head's in the gutter, bro. My head's always at food, bro.
He started eating McCain Deep and Delicious.
Oh no, I tried it for the first time.
You'd never eaten McCain Deep.
I had never.
It's such a good dessert.
Well, I never ate it because to me something there was. I said it on the intellectuals. There was something not very visually appealing about the cake to me when I was a child.
Everything you want in a cake.
It's a perfect cake.
It looked too simple. It wasn't intricate enough for me. Like my imagination didn't go.
So you wanted a $4 cake to be spectacular.
Intricate. He needed a styrofoam penis on top.
The McDonald's. No, because the McDonald's one was like, it had colors and shit. It was cool, right?
The McDonald's one?
The McDonald's cake. You don't remember the McDonald's cake?
I don't remember, bro. Why do you talk like you're 78?
They had a McDonald's cake. It was delicious.
Yeah, but you're saying it like you were eating it as a young adult. You had it at a birthday party when it existed in 1994. Get over it. There are other cakes.
Yeah, no, I know, but it was my favorite one. So for the longest time, and then
but it was only your favorite one because you stole it as a child.
Yeah, I stole a bunch of pieces.
Yeah.
And I had at my birthday parties the same cake.
But
I made sure nobody got left.
How much was McCain Deep and Delicious now?
$3.99, I think.
It's still under five bucks?
Yeah, I think so.
And that's a crazy good deal.
Yeah,
but it'll kill you. It'll make you fat.
Yeah, dude, you don't understand. It is addictive. Like, so for the longest time, he spoke about it and his addiction to Deep and Delicious. And it always scared me because I have a very addictive personality as well. Yeah. So I always kind of stayed away from it. But recently, I ordered food and they were late. And as a gift, it's this restaurant in Dorval. They threw in a Deep and Delicious, a small one. Chocolate cake.
Because they knew how to appease this asshole.
Yeah. No, but they do it all. Sometimes we have a few cakes in the fridge laying around. I go, look away!
Wait, how often does this restaurant fuck up?
Yeah.
They're the only one in the area, so they're very busy. Their only competition is Domino's, and they're better than Domino's.
Yeah.
So they throw it in because it's worth it for them. They'll have like a ton of them. So
this is a work, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, yeah. Because I was wondering why the fuck you're ordering. Of course they're going to be late. You've been like 38 minutes away from the airport and you're still...
No, yeah, this is
airport work. Pizza? Yeah, can you send it to... I'm in fucking Quebec City.
So stupid.
They've never fucked up with it. That was like the one time and I didn't even ask for it. I was just like, it was a little late and then I called back. I'm like, hey, just wondering, it's been a while. Like, is your driver almost here? And they go... Oh, we completely forgot about your order. We're very sorry. Yeah, we're completely sorry.
Here's a new addiction for you.
And they're like, we're going to send you an extra gift with it. I'm like, okay, whatever. I didn't think nothing of it. They come. I'm like, the guy brings out the camera. What the fuck is this? It's like, a gift for you. And I'm like, okay. So I know my girl loves Deep and Delicious cake as well. So I'm like, I'm going to bring it home to her. And it was her.
This is convoluted for nothing.
It was right around.
Okay, you got Deep and Delicious.
So what, you wanted to bring it to her? Were you about to say because it was her birthday?
I'm telling a tale.
But you focus on stuff that doesn't matter. My girl, big fan of Deep and Delicious. Deep and Delicious, I was thinking, since she's a big fan of Deep and Delicious, I'm going to take this cake and bring it home. A minute of nothing. And he said nothing.
He was about to say, though, bring it to my girl because it was her. What special day was it? Was it her birthday?
Oh, it was her birthday. And she
tell again.
You brought.
Wasn't
you
it
gave
just her birthday?
A free cake that you got for her birthday present.
She was
bro,
very
how
happy.
Many birthdays does this girl celebrate?
83. So finally I eat it.
You gave her a free piece of cake?
A free small cake, yeah. Well, half of it because I ate half of it.
Did you say happy birthday?
Of course, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't. We had already celebrated her birthday, but I'm
on her birthday a month ago.
No. This happened around her birthday.
But this is a new story, and her birthday was over a month ago.
Yeah,
yeah.
But he made it seem like it was last week. He brought it up.
Oh, I did. I'm sorry. No, this happened like a month ago. A month or two ago.
It didn't.
Yeah,
it happened 2 months ago.
I feel like he's mixing stories.
Yeah. Anyways, so.
Anyways. It had nothing to do with your girlfriend's birthday.
No, it had nothing to do with it.
The story has nothing to do with her birthday.
It has nothing to do with her birthday.
You just got a cake?
I just got a cake and I was like, oh, I'm going to give this extra thing as part of her birthday.
How was that an extra thing? Yeah. Couldn't you have just bought her a cake? You get and the extra thing.
No, we already celebrated
half a cake that you ate.
No, but this was extra.
Last week I was in my car and we're driving. We're going 80, and my uncle's a dentist, right?
Yeah.
So So I take the exit, and I went to the restaurant.
I just, I don't want to comment on your storytelling. What about the uncle? Because you mentioned
Nothing.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. Why are you talking about my uncle?
I'm sorry.
Because you brought it up.
Look, I'm the expert of, you know, when they say
you're
like...
You're not the expert of ruining stories.
Yeah, you're not the expert.
No, you're doing stand-up now, so they're like, okay, can you do 15? You're like... I don't know how I'm going to cut this story down to 15 minutes.
Listen, guys, it was my girlfriend's birthday. And I was at work. And I ordered pizza. And you know how pizza is, right? I call because they weren't coming. And then they told me, I'm sorry, my friends. But I'm not really friends with them. But I think they're friendly with me because I order a lot.
And they have a lot of cake.
And I know this because the guy said, we're going to send you a special gift. And I thought, all right, a special gift from an Arab. Who knows? It might be some kind of like an alliance in the future. But then the delivery guy showed up and I said, what is this? Like, I'd never seen cake before. I don't know why I had that reaction to cake. What is this? What is this? And the guy said, this is a special gift for you. And I said, oh, okay. And then I took it. And after I ate half of it, I remembered that since it's my girlfriend's birthday, she also likes cake. So I said, yo, I got an extra gift for you, even though your birthday was last month. There's this half that I didn't eat because I'm fucking thoughtful. So here's some leftover food as if you're a dog because your birthday was last month. None of this makes any sense. This is the ramblings of a crackhead.
And you don't forget, he added the, I was afraid because you said they were very addictive.
Yeah.
And I have an addictive personality. I get easily addicted to it. Like, how the fuck does that help the cake story?
It's like Joe Biden. It's like Joe Biden entered my body.
It's insane.
Joe Biden died inside your body.
You know how those people, they go, this guy's a masterful storyteller? There needs to be a word less than amateur. This guy's an amateur.
Fair.
Yeah. You're not a storyteller. You're more of like a... not a story ruiner. It's something I have to figure out what it is. But it's just words and sentences.
I add too many details because there's a lot in my head. I'm trying to say everything at the same time. I add too many details for no reason. That's all that happens. Yeah. And I know it's a fault. I try to fix it. But you know, we're all human beings.
We can't fix everything because like sometimes you try to turn a screw, it's not fixable. It's in a little too tight. So that's what was I saying?
So where was this story going? Like
just that it's really addictive and like it's been in my head every day that
so the girlfriend had nothing to do with it. Yeah. The airport had nothing to do with it. He wanted to say was that he enjoys cake. But we had to go through
You could have just said I never had Deep and Delicious. It's really good and that's all I think about.
Yeah, Mike. I know. But it's just because there's so much bullshit.
You should go into like some kind of storytelling career.
I had, but speaking of like shitty customer service, or I don't even know if your thing is shitty customer service, but I moved like a month ago.
Yeah.
And I still don't have the internet.
Good.
Because the company I hired, I hire them and then they tell me, okay, well, they tell me. On the internet, they said they were going to come April 6th, and then April 6th, they don't show up.
They didn't call?
They don't call. April 7th, I call them, and I go, hey, where were you guys? And the lady goes, no, but you didn't reserve a date. And then I was like, yeah, I reserved a date on the internet. And she said, No, you can't reserve a date on the internet. And I was like, yeah, you can. And I reserved a date on the internet. And what fucked me up for them is when you book the thing, you have to pay your first month's whatever internet. And then I got an email. So I paid for the first month. I get an email saying, hey, you got to pay the first month or else the guy's not going to show up. So I was like, did I pay or maybe I didn't? So I paid again. So I paid 2 months.
Oh, no.
And then the lady goes, she goes, oh, okay, I see why we didn't go because you paid for 2 months.
And that doesn't make any fucking sense.
That's a bigger reason to come fix my fucking internet.
I was like, yeah, well, I can't be the first person in the history of your fucking stupid company. And she goes, no, it's because when you paid again, it canceled the first order.
What? So why did you ask you to pay again?
Yeah. So then I tell the lady, I go, okay, well, when are you guys gonna come? Okay, so now, okay, I'll put your thing here, and you'll get a call in a couple of days so you'll be able to pick your date. And I go, can I pick it now? No, someone's gonna call you in a couple of days. So I wait a couple of days, and then
Why do you have to go with Bosnian internet? Just get a regular.
It was shitty internet, and then finally I was like, fuck them. But since I paid for 2 months. I was like,
call your credit card.
Yeah,
do a
everyone was telling me. Well, everyone, someone was telling me, just fucking call Videotron or Bell. That's why everyone has Videotron or Bell, because they suck, but at least you call them and they come the next day. But so I get a call like 6 days later, and they go, okay. Well, actually, I send them a message first, and then I get a call back, and they go, okay, sir. You said that your apartment is, let's say my apartment is 648. You said it was 648, but we see here that there's 648 and there's 648A. Are you 648A or are you 648? And I go, I'm 648.
That's why I told you 648.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. So that's why no one called you. So I'll put it in your file. And then
that
she
make
goes,
any sense.
She goes, so now we can start your order. And I go, start my order. It's been like 14 days.
And I paid twice.
And then, so they started my order, still waited a couple of days. And then I was like,
you're an idiot.
These fucking assholes. I should have just got someone else. But now I'm at the point that I'm gonna get my goddamn internet from them.
I would call my credit card company, do a chargeback, be like, they ripped me off, this and this happened, and go with a credible service. Because they're gonna fuck you up. Your internet's gonna be going down.
How much was the price of the monthly price?
It was super cheap. It was like, I think, $39 a month for like 100. Like
Mbps?
Yeah.
Well, Bell has some good deals now. They have like 1.5 gigabit FIB for like $70.
Really?
Yeah. I just changed the mind. Because I was paying, they upped my price again. I was paying $121 for 1 gigabyte FIB. And then I just clicked online. I changed my service and I got a new router.
Oh, I'm going
to
call it.
Cheaper,
them.
Yeah. You don't have to. Just do it online.
Really?
And I'll send it. And then your router will come in. And then you gotta register it. So you just call tech support and they'll punch it in that you got it.
And then it works.
And then it works.
And it's faster.
Yeah, it's fast. I have 1.5 now for a cheaper price.
What do I have?
One.
I have one.
1 gigabyte per second.
1 gigabyte.
I have 1.5. Yeah, I changed it.
God damn, that's fast.
Yeah, it's fast.
Shit.
Everything works fast. And for the longest time, like on the PS5, there's a setting. I would only get like 20 Mbps on the PS5.
Wi-Fi.
I was getting pissed off. I'm like, what the? I thought it was Bell, so I had called and complained to Bell multiple times. They had discounted me, and then I realized it's just a setting. I have to change it to 5 gigahertz. And now I get like fucking 200 Mbps on my PS5. I don't lag at all. Everything is.
Oh, yeah, because every time I was trying to play with them online, sometimes you would fucking have these weird lags.
Yeah, so I changed it. It was a setting on the PS5 that I didn't know about.
And he kept yelling about it too.
Yeah.
I was like, you're clearly, like, no one had trouble until you showed up. He's like, it's not me. It's you guys. And he's on stream. Like, I would stream it on Twitch. It's fucking you guys. You guys. And us were talking normally, me and Alex. And then he was like, Your internet, it's you guys. And he's just yelling, a retard. Well, like
when I just kept blaming Alex.
During the pandemic, when we did shows on Zoom, his computer always fucked.
I remember.
He'd always blame the computer.
I loved it. Yeah, he was blaming everyone.
Oh, no,
else.
My computer actually does have an issue.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm looking to get a new one soon.
Hey. Where are you looking?
I don't know. No. Like, I'm going to get like something like professional.
What do you mean?
So you're going to go to like a computer
like
stores
Best Buy,
and
Best Buy.
Look at the garbage? Why would they throw
out? Why? You know what you should do? You could get a better computer cheaper.
At Canada.
Talk to my nephew.
Oh, yeah. But then I got to
build one for you. He built one for himself.
Yeah. Can he do it with Windows 11 Pro?
What a stupid question, bro. Go fuck
no,
yourself.
He can only do it with Windows 95.
Yeah, he can only do it with Windows 95 or Linux. What a stupid old man
okay,
question.
I'm going to text
him. Can he do it with that is,
You can install Mac on a Windows. Don't worry.
I don't know why. Like, I should have went with another company right away. But for some reason, I'm like,
you're a lunatic.
I'm waiting it out.
Because you're persistent.
You're a lunatic. I'm waiting it out. I got the internet in my car. I can use my Tesla internet.
You're a lunatic. Yeah. It's hilarious. Yeah. You're a masochist.
Yeah.
You're trying to piss yourself off.
That's how I do go on the internet now. I go in my car.
Are you serious?
Yeah. You live the life of
fucking,
a nomad.
Because fucking Rogers, my hotspot, since I have an old phone, it keeps, like, it works for 3 seconds, then it doesn't work. So I'm like, fuck it, I'll just go in my car. So I go in the garage and I'm on my fucking car.
Can you plug in a keyboard into the car?
Yeah, you probably could. Fuck, I should do that.
Yeah.
God damn.
Bro, people parking their cars just Mike
jerking off
on Twitter. Yeah.
Don't look.
Yeah.
This is my zone. Yeah. This is my zone.
This is why the windows are tinted.
Yeah. You get curtains.
Yeah, he's like, don't hate the future. Don't you fucking hippies? This is what electric cars are made for.
I've been getting a lot of fucking emails from Tesla for some reason that they want me to get a new car.
Elon Musk?
No, it's all Elon Musk, yeah.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, no, I've gotten like three Tesla dealers telling me about car deals.
But your car's fucking new.
Yeah, but it's a... I'm going to sneeze.
Gesundheit.
Yeah.
Sales are starting to drop.
Yeah, and but really? And my car...
No, not prices yet, but sales.
My car's a 2019, so it's actually like 4 years old now. So, but I keep on telling them, I'm like, my car's brand new. And then I realize, oh, it's a fucking four-year-old car with 60,000 kilometers. But I'm still good.
Mine's a 2018.
Okay.
Still good with 65,000 kilometers.
Yeah, but sales, because the thing is, sales dictate price. Yeah, that's the saying I was. So,
I like that you congratulated yourself. You know what they say? Don't rock the boat. That's a good expression. Then you use that properly. Good job. Keep going. You're losing them. You're losing them.
God damn.
Yeah, so sales dictate price.
Yeah, and I think sales are really starting to drop online, even in used cars, because I was looking at Grand Cherokees, and about 2 months ago, there was about 200 Grand Cherokees under 150,000 kilometers in a 250 kilometer radius.
There were 200,000 Cherokees.
No,
for
200,
sale?
Just 200.
Okay.
Now there's 550.
Oh yeah, because you said 200 Grand Cherokees. I thought no, it was 200 grand Cherokees.
No, crazy. Under 150,000 kilometers. Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, and now there's 550. And there's more and more cars that are staying on longer, and I keep seeing the prices, like, they keep dropping.
So more cars are being coming to availability?
Now there's going to be a lot of stock, and with a lot of stock, with a lot of supply and very low demand, prices are going to be dropping. That's what I think. But I could be wrong.
With a lot of power comes great responsibility.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Also, don't be a fool. Wrap your tool.
Exactly, yeah. But good expression.
I think, too, like, for Tesla, like...
If it's black, send it back.
everyone that was buying Teslas, Elon Musk is pissing off a lot of like lefties that were like, they loved their fucking Teslas and now they don't anymore.
Yeah.
Like, because most people that were driving Teslas were fucking like old lefty millionaires.
No. Yeah, Alyssa Milano was crying because she lost her blue check mark. And said she's going to get rid of her Tesla because of it. She was crying for the blue check.
She's getting rid of her Tesla because of a blue...
Because she doesn't want to pay $8.
When I saw people freaking out because they didn't have the check mark, I was
Guy
like...
Guy Lepage is a mental patient.
He left because he lost his check mark.
Yeah, and he's like, I'm not going to pay $8 a month for a service that I use every single day. Everything should be free. You're a millionaire.
Yeah.
You're a tightster. Yeah, and fucking who cares? Them. And he uses it every. And first of all, if you care so much, who cares about your checkmark?
Yeah.
And if you really want your checkmark and you want to have more exposure because you get better range or you can edit your tweets, it's $8. It's a business expense.
When I saw we had to pay, like, I didn't want to pay.
Who gives a shit?
So I was like, okay, I won't be sort of verified.
Who gives
anymore.
A fuck?
Who cares?
I have a question, though, about the verified checkmark, and it's probably going to be a stupid question.
It's definitely going to be stupid.
Yeah, we're prepared.
So. Does this mean, let's say somebody goes online and creates an account called Mike Ward, whatever.
Yeah.
And they pay for the blue check mark.
They can't be verified because, unless their name is Mike Ward.
Yeah.
Like they have to send an ID.
Yeah,
and
you got to prove
Okay, that was
you
my question.
You can't start a thing, like I couldn't start Arnold Schwarzenegger.
And get a check mark.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you have to get approved.
He could do Arnold Schwarzenegger parody with his check mark.
Ah, interesting. Okay. Yeah. Okay, cool. Okay. So, that's fair.
Yeah, but it's not just that. It's, dude, if it was $800 a month.
Yeah.
It's $8 for people that, because of Twitter, they make so much money for, like, they sell tickets to their shows, all that. It is such a weird thing. If you don't like it, if you don't want to use the checkmark, which I love. If you don't want the checkmark, I love people who are like, I don't need the checkmark. I don't care.
Yeah.
That's how a reasonable adult reacts.
Yeah.
I don't
care.
And it's done. But if you're like, I want access, you start crying. How could you take this? Just pay you $8, you stupid bitch.
But see, they're kind of already backing down because they said that anyone that has over 1 million subscribers is going to get automatically free.
But in the beginning, he was trolling too because he was saying it's not going to be all end all. There's obviously set exceptions to be made because there's people who they're there all the time, and it's good for Twitter. And their $8 aren't going to save you. He's like, I'll pay it myself. He's like, I don't give a shit. And there's people that you want verified, so you don't want them to get copied at all. He's being reasonable. A lot of people have their blue check mark still. He's being, but for $8 for a service that you use, if you don't use it, don't pay for it. But for a service that you use, you get better range.
Yeah, I don't use them much. I'm not going to pay.
I'm always on Twitter. I sell tickets on Twitter, bro. Yeah. Fuck, promote the shows and shit.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck.
If you use it, yeah, it's definitely
for $8, that's a small business expense. I have to pay so much more for other expenses.
Fuck. That's some people's car payment.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah, bro. What do you think? What do you think, bro? What do you think I'm doing here? So you could buy your deep and delicious fucking cakes, bro?
I knew you were going to fucking start ripping me. So what's going on with Guido?
Oh, he's good. I saw
he's back.
He's dead.
Yeah,
okay,
he's good.
Okay, so then he is good. Then he is better.
He's in peace.
He lost a bit of weight.
Yeah, he's looking good.
He's growing out his beard. Yeah, he got a haircut.
It again, if he shaved, because women commented. Oh, he looks good with the beard.
Yeah.
And he fucking shaves it. If he shaves it again, because now he's starting to look good again, I'm going to fucking kill him.
Yeah.
Like, he deserves to get a beating.
I think he has.
How big is his beard?
Oh, like.
Now it's like a cool gray stubble. I like it.
Okay, yeah, like this long?
Twice as long as yours, let's say.
Okay.
Yeah. But all over. So it's looking good.
Yeah, I saw him yesterday. It's the first thing I told him. I'm like, holy shit, bro. Like,
I told him the same thing. I go, don't fucking shave. It looks good.
I think he's been losing weight. He got a haircut.
Yeah, he's been losing weight. He got a haircut. Yeah.
God damn.
Which is very important.
Yeah.
What country does he go to get his haircut?
Somalia.
And see, I'm making fun of him. I only get my haircut in Florida now.
Oh, for
He gets from a black barbershop.
I've become Guido.
Yeah. That's amazing. Yeah, he went to an Indian barbershop.
Okay.
Parkex?
I don't know. But he said he went to an Indian barbershop.
That's very funny for an Italian man. Because
there's
go
so
to
many Italian barbershops.
Yeah. I don't know why. Yeah, at first when he said that, I was very confused. I was like, why? Like,
I walked in and I told him, give me the Sammy.
I love your invitation to Guido. I love how his voice breaks for no reason. I walked inside.
I told him, give me the Sammy.
No, you don't understand. I wasn't smoking crack.
Yeah, that was I wasn't smoking crack. I was buying weed from a transsexual prostitute. And I was like, what the fuck kind of excuse is that? I go, did you fuck the transsexual prostitute? I bought marijuana. Why aren't you answering the first question?
Why is his voice breaking?
That's my impression of Guido.
That's so...
Fuck. That was the best, though, when the detectives were calling us. Jeez, I still can't believe we went through that.
How about Adam? Well, what's going on with Adam?
He wants to buy a car.
Oh, listen, bro, I'm going to kill... He's in house. isn't
he in house arrest? He's in house arrest,
absolutely,
right?
He is, yes.
He's in house arrest, Mike.
So like, why do you need a car?
He's like, I need a car, guys. What do you need a car for?
He's
you can't
not
go
allowed
anywhere.
Leaving the house, and he wants a car.
Because he's going to get a job with it, apparently.
What the fuck? He's going to get a job delivering stuff for the mafia that he doesn't know about.
Dude, he talks to his probation agent. I got a car for a delivery job. Oh, okay, cool. Like for a restaurant? No. Mm. Like, what is he going to say?
Yeah. It's for a bar. It's called the Rizzuto's. It's a family-run business.
God damn.
What are you delivering? Molotov cocktails. I believe it's a Russian drink. Fuck. He's so stupid.
God damn.
God fucking Adam, bro. I can't.
How long is the house arrest for?
7 months.
That's okay. That's not bad.
Yeah, we thought it was for 15, but it
7 months.
Shorter than
so he can't go out at night, but he can go out during the day.
He can't go out during the day. He's allowed to go out for 4 hours a week on Saturdays. Hold on. You're gonna laugh at this. 4 hours a week on Saturdays, but he has to take care of official business. Okay. So he's like, I can only go for official business. So yesterday he's talking to Poseidon. And Poseidon's like, what'd you do on Saturday?
He's at Guido, sorry.
Did you get your official business done? And he's like, yeah. What was it? I went to hang out with a friend of mine.
That's his official business?
So you know you're going to get arrested if they find out. He's like, they're not going to find out.
And he said it on air?
That's the best part of it.
Oh, it's Jesus Christ. God damn. Fuck.
They're magical.
But it's so dumb, though, that if I was a cop watching that, I wouldn't arrest him. I'd just be like, what a dumb motherfucker. I'd call him and I'd go, you fucking dummy, shut up. Shut the fuck up.
The craziest story is Guido, when they found him, the cops that found him, before he went to rehab and stuff, he's like, but I was lucky because they were podcast fans. So they were looking out for me. They were really nice. They liked the show. I was like,
bro, what is life?
God damn.
This is insane.
And he was about to, he's like, shout out to officer. I go, don't say his name. Don't throw the guy under the bus. Don't throw the guy under the bus.
Oh, yeah, he was about to. He yelled, yeah.
Officer Murphy that didn't do his job and didn't arrest me. Because he likes cool dudes like me.
He's a real dude. Loves the podcast.
I gave him tickets for my show. He said, no, I can't take him. It's a bribe. And I said, it wasn't a bribe. So he took him.
So here's his full legal name and address.
And here's his,
and his badge number.
So I had to stop him. I was like, shut the fuck up. And then he kept giving hints away of who he was.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
It's insane.
Yeah.
It's insane. But the fact that cops, in my head, I'm always thinking like they're driving in the car and this is what they have on.
That's amazing.
It's insane. Yeah. They're trying to pull somebody over. They're like, I want to see where Poseidon's going with this.
Oh, no worry. God damn it. Now he got away. Yeah. A bunch of criminals escaping because of me.
Yeah, yeah. There's a guy in the back seat and all he's hearing is, he's like, yeah. Fucking Mike, he's very happy now that he's single. This is great.
What like a wacky world,
like
bro.
The back seat's like, yo, is that 2 Drink Minimum? I haven't heard this episode. Like,
insane. It's completely wacky, bro.
It's completely insane. What a life, Mike.
What a life indeed.
So, by the way, before we depart, podcasts I know are huge right now.
Mm.
Not just because of the cops are listening to it, but I keep having people in professional settings, doctors, dentists, who are saying, oh, I know what you guys are up to. I got to start a podcast. And I'm like, if you said podcast 10 years ago to a dentist, he would have said, shut up, you nerd.
Yeah.
And then now they're like, I got to start a podcast. Talk about what teeth, you fucking, you're a dork.
Yeah.
No one's going to listen to your fucking teeth podcast. But I like the fact that they think about it. It's just crazy.
I did a TV thing last week. And during the show, I'm with one of my friends, an old TV guy. And he was saying how he had pitched a TV show to CBC and they wanted it, but I was the one that didn't want to do it. And he goes, I get him. He doesn't want to do, why would he do TV? He's got his podcast. His podcast, he makes more money than if he was on TV and there's freedom. And this is like a big TV guy. And I was like, this is amazing that on TVA, like one of the big networks, you get a huge star from Radio Canada saying the podcasters now are bigger than TV people.
But they are, they're huge.
Yeah. 100%. But like 5 years ago, it would have been, this guy's doing something fun. It's like, it's amateur. It's
so
like,
it's pirate radio.
Yeah, it's pirate. Like 5 years ago, everyone was like, yeah, I like podcasts. It's too bad you can't make money.
Yeah. Do you speak into a tin can and a wire?
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
They didn't understand
what's
going
on.
And
now people see us as rich.
I think the Joe Rogan deal helped. Like legitimized everything.
And you don't think that's something that I've said.
Well, no, I know,
I think.
God damn it.
Maybe.
What did you say last year about Joe Rogan?
Joe Rogan getting $100 million showed that there was money to be made.
Oh, really? Where'd you get that idea from?
Yeah.
God damn it.
I think that's it.
Yeah, I think. Pandels, did you talk about that the week that the deal happened? Everyone was mad at Rogan.
I was just trying to say that was the moment.
Yeah.
That.
Thank you for saying that. I would have never thought about that.
No, I know.
Fucking said it.
God damn it.
That's not like that's all he says every fucking time people talk about podcasts. Hey, I just thought of something.
Sorry, I'm sorry, guys.
You know the thing is about deep and delicious cake, very addictive.
Yeah.
So I'm always scared to try it. Poseidon.
It's like dick.
You know how
it's
many
like
fucking deep and delicious cakes Rogan could afford?
What's 100 million divided by 5?
Okay, he doesn't have 100. He has way more than 100 million.
No, but I was just, I don't know how much he has. So I was just, I know for sure he has 100 million. So I was just trying to say 100 million.
For sure, technically, if you just buy his contract,
20 million, actually.
3 years. He has 300 million.
I love it. Took you 6 minutes to.
Yeah.
You could buy a lot of cake.
Divide 100.
20
by
million
20.
Cakes, bro. He could feed Africa.
Yeah.
The good thing about Rogan is because he tries to stay healthy, even though he can, he's never going to touch that shit.
Yeah, I know.
Mm. Yeah. But it's better that way.
Of course. Mm.
That shit'll kill you.
Mm.
That shit. Now, me and him, we lost weight. We're fit.
Yeah.
You fucking get to our level.
I know. You're out here wearing skinny jeans like a slut.
Stop. But I always wear these jeans. But stop fucking eating cake.
When's the last time I had cake?
You
had cake in the story 4 minutes ago.
Yeah, but that was a month ago. Oh, I had it at my mom's.
Yeah, when?
For Easter.
Okay.
Yeah, for Easter. Yeah, that was the last time I had. Yeah.
Okay.
Look, if you are lucky enough to live far away from Poseidon, maybe in Toronto, I want to let you know that Mike Ward will be in Toronto this July. Tickets are on sale right now, MikeWard.ca. Buy tickets to Mike Ward's Hour. What's it called in English?
It's Noir in English.
That's
so
hilarious.
Yeah. So it's the Mike same Mike Ward fucking
Black
name.
Doesn't work?
Yeah, Black doesn't work.
Obviously.
Yeah. And I'm hosting the Nasty Show this year.
They is asked it announced?
I don't think it's announced, but I'm announcing it.
Just
I'm
for laughs, this summer, Mike Ward is hosting the Nasty Show. And you're wondering, what about you, Pantelis? Fuck me, right? That's what I'm thinking, too. Mike is at the Nasty Show. Mike is hosting the Nasty Show. I hosted the Nasty Show in French last year. Mike is hosting the Nasty Show, but also his podcast, Sous-Écoute, the number one French language comedy podcast on the planet, is on tour. It's on tour in Europe. Most of the European dates are actually sold out, which is fucking... We were talking about this with comedians in French.
Insane.
We're saying, do you understand how insane that is?
Yeah. Yeah,
a podcast...
It makes no sense.
In France, in Belgium, Switzerland, Sudan. It's crazy. Japan.
Sudan is the worst part of Europe.
Sudan is... Sudan right now is disgusting.
Yeah.
There's a war happening. They're killing people.
Is it?
Yeah, the Greeks sent the military over there so that they can help Greek expats go back to Greece. And then it was funny because I was watching the video and the planes were opening and it was just a bunch of black kids. And I was like, yeah, those are the Greeks. Yeah. I was laughing. I was like, those are the Greeks. Had the same. It's because they were under attack. So the Greek, the special forces said, just get on the fucking plane.
Yeah.
We'll
pretend like you're Greek.
Yeah. Well, they knew, but it was just funny the way they said it because the news didn't say it, but you know they did it because I think it's illegal.
Okay.
It's illegal, but they wanted to help them. So they can't announce it, but you could see from the footage, and I was laughing. I was like, this is amazing. Like, we went to help Greek expats. There's 57 black guys. I go, those are the Greek expats.
That's funny.
So, yeah, they went down. There's something going on. I think civil war or some shit.
Yeah.
Terrorism. It's fucking crazy, Sudan. So, Sudan, forget about that. MikeWard.ca, patreon.com/Sous-Écoute to catch up on Mike Ward Sous-Écoute to see what's happening before you get to watch him on tour. He's going to be in Toronto. He's going to be in Paris. He's going to be in Belgium. Other dates that we haven't announced yet. Top secret type of shit. The year is long. There's a lot left. Just for laughs, when they go on sale, get tickets for the Nasty Show. Show some love to Mike Ward. He's hosting that show this year. He should have been hosting it, I think, year after year. It's Montreal. There's no comic that fits that description, especially to host in the city better than you. So I don't understand why this is the first year since the last time you did it.
Yeah.
But hopefully this starts a trend and you get to fucking hold the torch every year. Poseidon is online. The Poseidon 69. He's not on tour. But his podcast, his hit podcast, The Intellectuals, is on every single week on my YouTube channel, Pantelis Comedy, at 8 p.m. sharp. Also available on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. PantelisComedy.com for all of my stuff. Patreon.com/Pantelis. I'm
every
on tour in
Tuesday,
French.
And if you're in Montreal, every Tuesday, Pantelis hosts the English shows at the Bordel.
9:15.
So the really, really, really good shows. It's
always
the
a great lineup.
Best comics from Montreal and Toronto.
And the states sometimes, depending on who's in town. Mike, 99% of the time, as long as he's in the city, drops in, does a set. Everyone gets excited. He could say whatever he wants. They just go crazy. So it's always a fun fucking time. Tonight, it's too late for you guys, but Dave Merhege is in town too. You missed it if you didn't come last week, I guess, because you're getting this a week late. Great, great show. So come out, PantelisComedy.com. Thank you all and go fuck yourselves.
Real talk.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.